we sugarcoat some of the world's so-called afflictions and rate their plausibility on a scale of 1 to 5. I'm Minnie Kim, and today we will be sugarcoating miscommunication. So, sorry if I sound like I'm half dead. I just left myself about 20 minutes to film this and upload it to Buzzsprout, so that's basically why I sound dead, especially because it's right after a debate competition. So my voice is practically dead, but bear with me. My sister happened to be around when I was writing this podcast, and she's actually the one who gave the idea to do an episode about miscommunication, so I feel like I owe it to her to, you know, mention her. She has this game that she's working on, and she's a computer science major, so that kind of sort of makes more sense. It's called Greenwash, and her teammates are, well, not the most cooperative. One is afraid to talk to the other, and one gets understandably mad at the other, and it's just basically a whole mess. But one of the main issues, in my opinion, and in her opinion as well, is basically miscommunication. Her two cents on miscommunication was that it's just disastrous. It's true, but there are different interpretations, as we always like to indulge in this podcast. So let's explore this paradigm. Miscommunication, as defined by Oxford, is quote-unquote failure to communicate adequately. I think that this is just wrong. It can easily be a failure to communicate properly or failure to communicate moderately. Like, I don't think adequately is always the right word, because lack of communication doesn't always mean miscommunication. Over-communication can easily be miscommunication. One thing I know from my short tenure in communications is that excessive talking plays a part in that similar doom. As a fellow student-led founder, I understand the communication issue. I've been told to some degree by my partners that I'm not the most deft in communications, and perhaps there's a sort of irony to it, given the majority of people, including myself, feel like communications is the most useless major that you can acquire, but maybe it's for people like me. So, why do people have communication issues? They genuinely sometimes don't understand what each other are talking about. Like, I've had this happen to me a lot of times. There's misinterpretation, misunderstanding, not being able to properly construe what each other are saying. Like, I think this is the most common form of miscommunication. If people don't get too hot-headed, they can at least try and figure out what they mean. So it is the most common, but it's also the most fixable, and it's able to be mitigated. And I think also another way that you can kind of signal miscommunication, and although it doesn't actually involve you using the words, if there's no feedback, you're not paying attention enough, that can easily lead to some kind of problem. And also fuzzy goals, as a website puts it. We are trying to find something that doesn't exist, and hence have trouble on finding it, because it simply doesn't exist. Whether that be a state of mind, whether that be some kind of product that we're trying to reach. Anyways, the point is that we have very various reasons as to how this can flow out. And there are also reasons because of our inherent abilities. Some people who are a bit antisocial, can't talk properly, always get mad about little things. Miscommunication doesn't always have to be about what we say and our interpretation. It can also be about our gestures. It can be about how we express ourselves in certain situations. Getting mad unreasonably, using the word wrong terminology, being insensitive. Once you think about it, there's so many ways and so many things that can be classified as miscommunication, and more that can go wrong for it. This actually reminds me of a book that I read a long time ago. Well, actually not that long of a time ago, called Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell, and all the ramifications of miscommunication on a more global and international scale as well. You know, World War II and etc. How, I'm not sure if it was World War I, World War II, but essentially one of the world wars, and, you know, the consequences of those world wars was essentially caused by miscommunication, as well as other international conflict and misunderstandings and mishandlings. It's an interesting concept and a topic, and here's where everything, in my opinion, lies. We are so keen as a group of people, whether that be a community or a society or a whole country or city, to understand the things around us. This includes the code to actively being more efficient, having less fights, earning more money, and pissing off less people. This inevitably leads to us trying to value communications, or in a non-plural sense, communication, because what's the point of having a language and having actually hundreds of languages is if we're not going to use it properly, if we're unable to articulate it. And of course we can say words, but really what's the point if it doesn't make sense? So it stuns me sometimes how blatantly bad at communications people generally are. For so much at stake, we are really so bad at it. And forgive me if this sounds pompous coming from a kid who really doesn't know anything about communications, but then what I'm applying here is that I've faced so many problems with, you know, my organization, with basically any social activity that I involve myself in, and the stakes for that are so incredibly low compared to other things, like what politicians do, for example. And again, this applies to politicians, doctors, lawyers, actual jobs that people have, and actual jobs whose lives people affect. And one of the greatest traits in the world is to have people follow you and have people like you. Doesn't communication do that? As long as you have the right idea and the group of people, so long as you aren't just creating a cult, basically saying. So it is then another thing that humans cannot do over their quote-unquote dead body. They can't do it for even the death of them. But it's also one of the unique things that have people want to do what they can't do. Why do we have so much of those? What we can't do but we still want to do. Is communications hence a natural talent? Is it innate? Or is it something that can be actively trained by a communications major, for example? Or just experience of the workforce? As I was looking for quotes, as always, I found two that I deeply resonated with. I'm sure that if you haven't been living under a rock, you will too. One goes like this. The biggest communication problem is we do not listen to understand, we listen to reply. One of the biggest issues that people tell me I have is I debate way too much. And I think to some extent it's true, right? I enjoy the activity. It's like an art to me, and I would appreciate it if people consider it an art. And obviously, the art that I'm talking about is not the daily skirmishes, and that's a common misunderstanding that I've addressed in other episodes, but just the thing that you do with your mic on, with global students, that's the spirit. And I think that this is a bit of a demeaning concept, not to myself, but to the merit of debate. I'm sarcastic, and putting the word debate up to that is just a disgrace to the art of debate that I know I do not possess on a daily basis. But it is true that I'm just listening merely for a response that I'm obligated to give in this social structure. I'm too flawed myself to see the flaw in this, because I think in order to give a pretty good response, we still have to listen very carefully. But I do think I know where this is going. And again, as I addressed in one of my first episodes, quotes are about feeling what it's about, not actually understanding. Although understanding's great, but it comes with wisdom, which is something I clearly do not have. Second quote, texting is a brilliant way to miscommunicate how you feel and then misinterpret what other people mean. Most of my miscommunication has happened through texting. In fact, it almost always happens via texting. I don't know if it's because we want to abbreviate words, abbreviate sentences, abbreviate just the general concept or theme of what we're trying to deliver, or if it's just that we can't see the facial expression or can't hear the tone, but miscommunication, for me, always seems like it's stemming from those sort of missing elements of a proper human conversation. And that's what they say, right? Stop looking at your phone and have like an actual human conversation at the dinner table. But there are benefits. Sugar in this so-called sugarcoating. Miscommunications is a struggle in the most fundamental basis of a human interaction and hence social life. It is a flaw in our foundation that we have made accommodations for, that we have acclimated properly towards. It's amazing, our endeavor to embrace these flaws, not always on an individual schedule, but on a global scale as well. Quotes, books, podcasts, humans, majors of college, like bachelor degrees, for instance, are dedicated to understand the problems with our interactions. But until then, we manage and we understand that we fail in those interactions. We have enough sympathy and decency to understand that mistakes happen on both ends. At least I hope to believe most people do. The problem lies with some not being able to get that. But as long as the majority does, I think it is enough. I give the sugarcoating of miscommunications a 3.5. This was written and produced by me and Kim. If you have any comments or reviews, please feel free to write any and all thoughts on your podcast reviews. If you would like to suggest an affliction for me to sugarcoat, please email me via afflictionsugarcoated@gmail.com. Now that I think about it, revealing emails is not necessarily the best thing, opening up for spam, but too late to fix that. And to end it off, think of the last time you miscommunicated. Was it by texting like usually how I do it, or was it an actual interaction, face-to-face, virtually?